All right, guys, we'll start with the injury report. We've got Zach Kerr. He was DMP today. Devontae Booker, also DMP. Paxton Lynch, DMP. Tlaib was DMP, but just a vet day. He's fine. It was more of a recovery vet day for him. Jamal Charles, same state there, more of a vet day. Wolfie looked good. He was limited. Crick was limited also. Adam Goss looked good. He was limited. Kyle Peckle looked good, limited. Raleigh Dixon was full. Demaryius Thomas full. And Matt Paradis was full. That's the extent of it. Questions? It was a right hip strain. Happened about a week ago. He's treating it. He's fine.
So pretty consistent. You're going to have vet days for guys like the...
Well, it's a different week because there's so many days before that, you know, our actual game plan week. You know, this is really our first day of game plan today, you know, but we've had two other practices. So it's just smart to rest those guys who need rest, you know.
Imagine Jamal will get more of those than typical this year.
Yeah, we have a plan for Jamal as far as how we're going to work him, you know, the entire year. You know, obviously keeping him fresh is going to be, that's going to be huge for us. But, yeah, we have a plan for him for the entire season.
Does it mean anything extra to play on Monday Night Football in front of the rest of the league?
Not really. I mean, it's our first football game. It's a home game. It's a divisional opponent, so that's big enough for me. And that's big enough for our team. You know, it's on Monday night. That's huge, but it's week one. You know, it's huge for every team in the league.
How has Mike McCoy helped you as a first-year head coach?
How has Mike helped me? You know, Mike's a hell of an offensive coordinator, and that's his first duties for me. As far as the head coaching duties, you know, I've bounced things off Mike, you know, just for confirmation, you know, more than anything. And Mike's been great for me. You know, I've been, you know, selfishly using Mike as my sounding board.
What's the biggest thing for you on your first game that kept some standings moving from coordinator to head coach?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, we've had four games, and it's really the game management part, and, you know, we've been good with that. And, you know, other than that, I mean, it's less coaching. You know, that part bothers me, but it's more game management than it is anything.
Do you feel like you're more of an observer instead of a hands-on?
You feel that way sometimes. You know, I do more of coaching the coaches, you know, so to speak, than coaching the players. And, you know, that's my role. You know, I love it. It's been fun so far.
With young players, whether it's – Bowles or Simmons, or
yeah.
How do you balance letting them grow in games that and having room to fail in games that count?
Right.
Winning the damn game.
Well, we get it with Bowles and Simmons. All of our young first-time starters, it's not going to be perfect, but in my opinion, in week 7, 8, you know, in the thick of the season, those guys can be ready to go. So, you know, we expect some error from our young players, but our young guys are talented, so their talents should overcome their errors, and that's what we hope for Monday night.
Has Mike reinforced that this isn't the same team he coached the last couple of years that was decimated by injuries, mm-hmm. and they got a lot of talent back?
Absolutely. This team lost 13 games by one possession last year and lost three by a field goal. You know, and they were 4-9 in those games. They could have been 9-4. So we know the challenge. You know, it's a Hall of Fame type of quarterback with two great tight ends, with three great receivers, with a big time young running back. You know, and a defense with two major rushers. So it's going to be a challenge for our football team. You know, we understand that.
How has Marcus Robinson helped the safeties, especially the younger guys? And was that one of the reasons he was brought in, to help develop the younger safeties?
Well, Marcus Robinson was, you know, the best DB coach, you know, that we can hire. But absolutely, I mean, he was a great player in this league at safety. So helping Justin, helping Parksy get to the next level, absolutely, he's done a great job with those guys. I mean, he's a very, very, very smart football coach. So he's happy to have the guy.
You talk about when you're a coordinator, forcing the other team to react to you instead of being reactionary.
Yeah.
As it relates to Vaughn, how do you do that? Well, you know he's going to get doubled. You know they're going to slide stuff.
Yeah.
How do you look for ways to make sure he's able to get off?
All right. I can't tell you that. That's part of our game plan. That's a great question. But, you know, having Ndamukong Suh last year, you know, that was always an issue in having Cameron Wake. So we've got a plan to get Vaughn one-on-ones without pressure. I can't tell you that plan, but that's definitely, you know, part of our duties each week to find a way to get Vaughn not chipped and to get Vaughn one-on-ones. So we have a plan for that. You'll see it Sunday, Monday.
Can you tell us the plan at left guard yet? Do we know who's starting there?
I'm not sure. You know, they're both working there, and, you know, they both may play. As far as who's going to start, I'm not sure, to be honest.
We talked about how each team in the AFC West has two speed pass rushers that you have to account for. What's just your thoughts on where you guys are at right now with your two new tackles and how you feel about them going into the league?
I think we're fine, you know, with both of those guys. With Bose's done a fine job for a rookie, you know, three games he played. And Malik Watson, he's got his weight down. I mean, he looks really fit. He's playing well. So I feel good about those two guys, blocking those guys one-on-one for the most part. But, again, they're great players, so we got to help them from time to time. You know, we can't help both, but we can help one guy from time to time.
Vance, with potentially four new starters on the offensive line, how much leeway do you give those guys in terms of it taking time for them to gel?
Leeway? Probably none. Okay, our first game's Monday, and they got to play well for us to win. So, I mean, they're professional football players, and, you know, we've practiced for, you know, 4 to 5 months now, okay? Let's go play. And play well, matter of fact.
Excuse me, Vince.
Yes.
I know that Simmons, Parks, and Carter obviously physically bring a lot to the position that they're being played. Can you, beyond that, can you give me a sense for their attitude and what you like collectively about that trio?
Well, those three guys, you know, attitude-wise, I mean, they're fully engaged young guys. You know, I mean, full of energy, very, very smart, playmakers. You know, all three guys are tough guys. So, again, they're going to make some errors early on, you know, being young guys. But moving down the road into the season, okay, they should rectify those errors and be great players for us. That's the plan. That's the hope.
How quickly has Brock Osweiler got up to speed the last 3 days?
Brock's fine. Again, he was with Mike as a rookie. As far as Brock, if he had to play, you know, we have a package for Brock. It won't be the entire playbook, but it's certain things that he like in Mike's system that we'll run with Brock if he has to go in the game and play.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like Monday night? How do you prepare some of those young players?
I'm expecting it to be electric. You know, obviously Broncos country is a great fan base. You know, I've played here in primetime games on the Monday night with the Bengals, and it was so loud. You know, so we expect our fans to be really loud. You know, with Phillip you know, being an audible type of quarterback, you know, our fans are going to play a big, big deal in there, making noise on Monday night.
Vance, at left guard, should we see that as a positive thing, that these guys are still battling for number one, or maybe negative that, you know, neither guy is one enough to win it?
I think it's a positive thing that we've got two guys that we consider starters, you know, and, you know, both guys are going to play in a football game, and who start, who cares, you know, both guys are going to play. I think it's a really positive thing for us.
A few more for the coach.
Is that something you see going progressing for the entire season, or after a few weeks, do you want to have one?
I'm not sure. I can't speak to that, but right now they're both playing well. They're both healthy.
Vance, yesterday it was announced that Brandon Stokely was inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
I didn't hear that.
What about you Louisiana guys, some great football guys?
Well, Louisiana's got great football, you know, from the southern part to northern part, you know, where Brandon's from. There's a lot of great NFL guys that's from Louisiana. It's a big deal in Louisiana to play high school football. So congrats to him, and it's a great state of football.
You got some guys with family in Florida. Have you had to give anybody some time to take care of some of those things?
We've got a couple guys that are flying family here, actually, Isaiah. So obviously the hurricane season's on. You know, I'm a New Orleans guy. Again, I grew up with hurricanes, and it's horrific. You know, the winds and the waters, and watching Houston, now watching Florida, you know, hadn't hit yet, but it's coming. So it's a huge hurricane. So we pray for those people down there, and hopefully they can all evacuate and get out before it hits.
Do you have any recollections of when you were a kid of some of those things?
Well, every high school football season we had hurricanes, you know, and we would just jump in a car as a family and drive north, you know, and stay 3 or 4 days and drive back home. So for me, it's part of my upbringing, you know, but we didn't stay. You know, we always evacuated as a family.
So the drive to after, you're hoping everything's
fine, and, you know, you never know. You know, we lost our home in Katrina, and I was in San Fran, but you just never know. You know, this water and wind, and it's always an issue of how much damage is done with the hurricanes.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah,